Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is
Not Your Demographic,
a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
Game time.
Show's on.
Is that a thing people say? Show's on?
I don't know. Yes.
No. I've never
shows
heard
that.
Shows up? Nope.
No. Current stuff? I don't know. I haven't had any wine yet.
Who's up? Oh my God. I've been up since 2:30 in the morning. Hello, everybody.
I've had a series of Magoo days, basically. Just run into a bunch of people where I'm like, wow, I'm putting chaos energy into the universe. That's what's happening.
When are you not putting chaos energy into
That's
the universe?
A good question. I feel like it must have been especially strong the last like 6 weeks, though. It's because I don't have a day job to think about anymore. And so now all I think about is sending chaos energy into the universe eight extra hours a day. It is coming back. So you've been up since 2:30 in the morning. Other than that, how are you?
I'm tired. Uh-huh. It's so funny because, like, I mean, I know the wedding was not, like, a vacation. But, like, we did go on a little trip after that. But it still doesn't even feel like enough time. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a moment to just, like, sit. And also, like, my house is a train wreck. I'm just, like, it's just always... Always.
There's it never
always.
Stops. It never stops.
It never stops. Just always.
I know.
So last week we talked about how I had to teach audition in my class. Did not go great. The lecture I gave on Tuesday about podcasting and like audio and whatever, I feel like went pretty well. It got a little into the weeds with the theory stuff, and I was like, I don't know. Dissemination. Web 2.0. I was like, okay, whatever. But, like, podcasting and stuff I felt, like, pretty good about, whatever. And then today, that's why I've been up since 2:30, because I was freaking out, and I was like, I just gotta watch more tutorial videos, and I need to be in audition all day. But I can't, because I have, like, a job. If I didn't have a job where, like, if I call off, sometimes people get poisoned, I may have called off. And also earlier this week, I took
such a funny thing to say.
It's
sorry.
True.
I think it's so funny because it is 100% true.
And earlier this week, I left work early because my cat threw up blood. He's fine. He just has a very expensive diva diet now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he was always working towards, as being like a 67-year-old gay
really
man.
It's really funny because he actually really likes the food, which is great because he's very
good.
Picky. Imogen hates it.
Oh, and that's I was good.
Like, oh, yeah. Imogen loves junk food. No. It's not good because they still get the same food because they can't not.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? They have to eat the same food because of the way that they're fed. And Imogen is just, every time I put it out, she's like, bitch. This wet food has rice in it. And I'm like, yeah, it does. I'm so sorry. Also, I made her an vet appointment, so I have to go take her to the vet tomorrow because I'm scared now. I was like, now I'm paranoid.
I mean, that's what happens when you're a cat mom.
Well, a cat mom, and also my best friend's cat died this week. Mm-hmm. He was very old, but he was so sweet, and like, she had him for 19 years. That's not losing a cat. That's losing, like,
yeah,
a like, family member.
Yeah, totally.
So I was just like extra paranoid. So I'm just all over the place.
Yeah.
I should be way more tired. I texted Erin this yesterday, maybe, because I like anticipated this shit storm of a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to be very tired. So we do need to try and keep it tight tonight, which we should still try and do. But I'm not as tired as I
well,
should
that's good.
Be.
I've got a good after dark story. So we can record some Patreon
great.
Content afterwards after we're good and through a bottle of wine.
Because who knows if we'll have an episode next week because I want to learn how to juggle.
Yeah. Yeah, I also want to learn how to juggle.
I metaphorically juggle every day. Now it's time to learn the real deal.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I mean, like I said, I'm putting lots of chaos energy out into the universe. I've been making a lot of art this week, which has been really nice. Like, weird.
Yeah, some of the stuff you put up was really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I'm like trying new stuff.
Follow
with,
her
like,
Instagram to see her art.
Yeah, it's NYD Urgency. I post in my story, I'll post stuff as I'm like making it in the process, and then I'll post like a finished or close to finished thing in my actual timeline.
Aaron told me that I said art very dismissively. I'm for, trying not to.
For your art.
For your art.
I have these crayons for your art. It was really funny. I wasn't mad about it. I just want to clarify that. It was just, you said it like four different times. It was really funny.
It's just my voice.
I know. And also, like, you have to work, and I get that. It's not fun to see someone not working all the time.
But you've also like worked for a long time, and you also deserve to have this time. I'm just extremely jealous.
I know.
And being honest about my jealousy as to not ruin our friendship.
I know. That's true. It's good. I would rather be warned of such things. Yeah. I've been making like weird erasure poem collage shit. Yeah. And like, I found a bunch of photos of this woman in a antiques mall, and it was just boxes of photos of this woman from like her childhood until after she had been married.
She's gonna haunt you.
I almost certainly, definitely. But like, I took a bunch of it and was like, I would rather put this into a thing. And I have this like art
and be haunted.
Well, yeah, maybe, but maybe she'll be nice and be like, you brought my memory back. I was just in this weird mall box somewhere. Thanks for hanging me up.
Stuck in an antique mall. Now I'm here. Yeah. Being hotboxed.
Exactly. Chill out, ghost. Everything's great.
Ghost, chill out.
Chill out, ghost. She doesn't have a name. I have no idea. It wasn't on any of the photos. But I have this art textbook.
But, like,
that I've
what does
been.
She look like?
She looks, she's got.
No, like, name wise.
Name wise, she kind of looks like a. They're older. They're, like, from the 40s. So, like, a. I would say she could be like a Bernice or a Beatrice or something like that, where she looks kind of
so
like,
just call her Be the Ghost.
Yeah. Be the Ghost. That's what I need in my life. Be the Ghost. But yeah, I have like an art textbook that I found in one of those like free little libraries that had already been like ripped up. And I was like, I don't feel bad about taking this apart. And so I've just been doing a bunch of like weird erasure stuff. I really liked the themes of time one that I posted today about the last two decades landscape.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good.
Exhaustion is too acceptable. It made me think of you, obviously.
Yeah, never accept exhaustion. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. We had friendship time before this. I mentioned on the podcast about a month ago, I reached out to my former best friend. And then if you follow me on Twitter, you saw that I ran into him in a Starbucks. And it was...
Ha-cha-cha.
It was it was so weird that we like had this very awkward conversation. And this it was like a full Starbucks. And it was... quiet.
It was a full Starbucks.
It was very clear that everyone was listening to our conversation. I'm sure everyone was like, how long did they date and how did they awkwardly break up? Which, I mean, is like sort of what happened.
You're
like,
not wrong.
I mean, yeah, we were friends for 7 years and then he ghosted me. Like, exactly. People picked up the vibe of it. But I was like, hey, yeah, I reached out to you like a month ago and this is real weird for me now and I'm gonna
leave.
And
he was like, what? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. But he emailed me back the next day and he apologized. So I kind of like...
Which is like shocking.
Yeah, it is truly shocking, honestly.
And he was like, I've done a lot of personal growth. And it was like, you know what? Most people just say that. But the fact that you...
Yeah.
Are apologizing and taking ownership of somebody. Remember, I do know this person.
Yeah. We've all known each other for like 12 years now. It's been a long time. Stella's been around for...
Our names are similar enough. And like, we both have like dark features that we used to joke that we were like siblings. Like, mm-hmm. I know this person.
Yeah. I mean, you're like my sister. He's like my brother. It's not really that far off.
I don't have a big enough mouth to be your sister.
Truly no one does.
I don't know, Jillian has a pretty big mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Firstborn of our fathers, that's why. But yeah, so I like, yeah, I put all this chaos energy out into the universe and got abruptly confronted with some of it and kind of got like the best case scenario out of it. So I have these like weird mixed feelings of like... I kind of accepted this friendship was over, and now all of a sudden I kind of
were all ready to fight this person.
I was ready to like Liadama Kara Thrace style box him in a boxing ring, like straight up. So that is where I'm at this week. I'm in like a weird floaty place, but other than that, pretty good. Like, it's nice out now. I went to the beach today.
Got rained on. Yeah. Again, follow our Instagram.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram.
Okay, before we get into our floofy wrestling nonsense, we are a pretty political podcast, despite being about men in shorts punching each other. For real or for fake, who knows? And we talk about politics a lot, and this week there is a lot of really heavy reproductive rights news. And normally I'm the one that's like, I watch the news every day, I listen, I don't get burnt out. I am burnt out, and that doesn't mean that I'm not going to sit and be complacent, but like, it's all at once and it's a lot, and it's literally every day something else is happening. Yeah. And so, yeah, just we'll probably talk about it in the future. I just wanted to mention it because it would be like unlike us to not mention it. If you don't know, Georgia, Alabama, and Missouri have passed really, really strict, draconian
abortion bans.
I hate women abortion bans that are meant to like challenge Roe, and they're disgusting and disgraceful and embarrassing and scary. And it's truly awful because like there's so many things about abortion that people just think like, oh, pro-life, pro-choice. It's like Christians versus non-Christians. But like it's about white supremacy. It's about poverty. It's about like misogyny. It's like it's a big issue. And it's always boiled down into this like Christian versus not Christian thing. And like that's like actually not what it is. It's truly an attack on people who are not white males.
Yeah. It's just forced birth so that people can stay in generational poverty. That's really what it is. And racism. It's also very much about racism.
And about like truly, truly hating women.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's bullshit. And we'll talk about it more and probably, but just it's very fresh. But donate if you can, even a dollar. If you live in those states, call your congressmen, call your senators, call literally everyone. Even if you don't, call, make sure you're calling your senators and stuff and being like, hi, bitch, what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, like, I know we're in this like field of like 20,000 Democratic candidates for presidency. If they don't talk about this, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck that.
Don't vote for them.
Also, I'm just going to say it right now. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck this bullshit about
Joe Biden.
The Republicans are suddenly going to have some kind of epiphany after Trump is the Republicans. They're the same thing. They've been building up the courts for decades to make this shit possible. Like, just because Democrats are fucking idiots and have never done a goddamn thing to stop this and are still confirming judges who are going to say that this kind of stuff is okay. It's just absolutely fucking mind blowing. And like that Joe Biden can't look around and be like, oh, maybe over the last 8 years as vice president, I should have fucking learned that this shit was happening, and he didn't. And I'm pissed as shit about
it. Fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck that bullshit.
But also, yeah, we live in this like fucked up world. That's like, even if Joe Biden gets the nomination,
I'm going to vote for him. Like,
you still have to vote for him, which fucking sucks. But like, you can't stay home because the last time anybody stayed home, we got Donald Trump, and now this shit is happening because it can happen now.
Yep.
So sometimes the lesser of two evils is actually a real thing.
Yeah.
And you still have to show up.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyways, fuck Alabama. What's it like to like always be on the wrong side of history? Yeah. I wonder.
I wonder what it's like to live in that state and know like no one wants it. It's, the people of Alabama don't want it. The people of Georgia don't fucking want it. The people of Missouri don't fucking want it. I
think a lot of the people of Alabama want it.
No, actually, there's like national polls show that like almost resolutely across the country, it's like 73-79% of people support abortion. Like, it is very much the way that the media shows it as a both sides issue that makes it
seem
like
the way they show so much as a both sides issue.
Absolutely. And it truly isn't like
that. What is journalism?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about fake fights.
Yes, let's do it. Ooh, news. We should talk about news before we get into
merch.
Okay. Merch, what about? Oh, yeah, our merch that I was like, who, what? Who's merch?
What wrestling merch are you wearing?
I'm wearing my Naomi Feel the Glow shirt.
It's a dope-ass shirt.
It is a dope-ass shirt. I love this shirt. I don't have a Dana Brooke one. Otherwise, I would be wearing that one. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Disagree.
No.
Hard pass.
I don't care. I feel like she's the perfect candidate for Money in the Bank. It's supposed to elevate people, and she feels like the person who needs it to pull her up.
She needs a fucking jetpack tied to a fucking rocket that's going to the moon. Money in the Bank ain't enough for her. Sorry, Dana Brooke. Goodbye.
Whatever. I don't care. I like her.
Why?
Because I feel bad for her.
I'm That's like, not a good enough reason to like not? Someone.
There are plenty of people I like because I feel bad for them.
That's disrespectful.
No, I like her. I like the character that she's doing. I like
what?
That she's...
character.
I like that her character right now is that I'm fighting against the man and all I want is to be given my shot. Like, it's better than nothing. Like, we complain all the time about people not being used. Well, she's being used now. I like that. I want her to be able to continue to be used. You know what I'm fucking tired of? Alexa Bliss is in this match. Just kidding. She's injured. Alexa Bliss is in this match. Just kidding. She's
injured.
Well,
she did lose her luggage.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I don't think
she
was ever cleared to wrestle.
Lost her luggage. We did get to watch Nikki Cross fight.
I mean, I'm excited.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the fact that she, like, got pulled from the match.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Now we're just talking about TV.
No.
What the fuck is happening with Nikki Cross?
She's on Raw now, and...
But she's, like...
I mean, honestly,
she's
if
doing
I want...
these, like, very introspective backstage segments, but then, like, still bites the rope, so, like, I'm very confused.
And she's also posting, like, glamour shots on her Instagram now, which is, like... very jarring in many... She still
Nikki
speaks
Cross.
In, like, Nikki Cross voice.
But well, also, she is Scottish. Those are her voices.
No, I mean, like, the...
Oh, the type.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, her voice is just that.
No. No, the captioned voice. If I had a Nikki Cross shirt, I would be wearing that one. I would actually...
Too bad the Nikki Cross shirt is trash.
It's a trash.
She's an open mouth.
I want her to win now that she's in this match, but up until it was announced after I had gotten dressed this morning, I was for Dana Brooke.
I'm still for Bayley.
I mean, Bayley makes sense. I think Bayley's a good choice, but also, like... Have they ever done shit with Bayley? Are they gonna do shit with Bayley? Like, I don't trust them to do, like, yes, it's good to elevate people with the briefcase, but Bayley isn't a great talker. And
she's been doing a good job.
I mean, she gets better and better, and, like, maybe that is a case for her to have something that needs her to elevate.
I don't know if sad Nikki Cross is a good talker. I'm not into sad Nikki Cross.
Yeah, I just want crazy Nikki Cross.
Yeah, I'm really not into in my feels introspection,
you know,
Mojo Rawley Nikki Cross.
I'm gonna put out a full blanket statement. Not into WWE right now at all. All of it's garbage. So, like, I'm kind of trying
to
pick the bones here.
Really watch it.
I know. I have to watch just this part of the garbage, and I'm like, this is garbage.
Well, to be fair, when WWE becomes garbage, they do fuck their women over pretty hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's the most garbage of the garbage.
Uh-huh.
I'm not wearing any wrestling merch.
You're wearing a lecture.
I'm wearing a lecture caftan. I do have this dope cane mask that you only just notice, even though it's been there since Christmas.
It's behind me. When am I ever going to see it?
Just look around
slowly. I come in, I put my things down, I turn this way and sit, I get my things, and I leave.
Look at it.
Yes, I see
it. Pretend that I'm wearing it.
Okay. I mean, it does match
what
you're wearing.
Pretend that I'm surrounded by flames.
And that you fuck?
I mean, cane fucks.
Cane fucks.
Cane fucks.
Is that up?
No, I haven't put it up. I'm going to put it up this weekend. I've just been so busy trying to learn how to do how to be a teacher.
That's an allusion to our WrestleMania 14.
Spoiler alert, it fucks.
It fucks. I hope someone listens to it and counts how many times we say that something fucks. It's probably a high number.
Yeah, it's a thing that Aaron brought into this conversation.
It really made that Mania
Also, I mean, that Mania fucks.
That Mania fucks.
If you think WrestleMania is bad...
WrestleMania 14.
WrestleMania 14. Think about it and then be like, no, wait, that was good. No, wait, that was pretty good. Because that's what we did with one of our friends. We were like, hey, how do you feel about this? And they were like, it was fine. Like, it's, you know, transitional. And then I was like, well, what about this match? What about, oh, yeah, that one was good. What about this one? Oh, yeah, that one was good. And I was like, so... That WrestleMania fucks.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand. Some of the ones that you guys have been like, it's great. I'm like, truly, please kill me. But WrestleMania 14?
Fucks.
Fucks.
I'm so excited for that episode to go up.
We just keep one-upping ourselves with these every many hours.
I think that was the idea, really.
Especially as we get deep into the attitude area. Aaron can't say the word era.
Cannot. We're all up in the attitude area.
Speaking of attitude era, Monday Night Wars, but on a Monday and a Friday, or Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday Night Wars. Beginning Early of the week wars.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's official now. Their AEW is going to be on TNT someday.
Drama. Someday TNT maybe. Drama. Back in the wrestling game.
Yeah, I like how TNT was like, guess what? We're back. I love that it's TNT. It's such a good move.
It's great.
It's so, I mean, like, it had been rumored for some time that was going to be the case. Yeah, but
it's nice that it's official.
Yeah, it is really nice for it to just be out. And, like, also, I feel like when you have a TV deal that's, like, official and out in the works, like, you can also sign more people. Because people are like, yeah. I want to, like, I mean, a lot of people are already,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I want to be on TNT.
Yeah, or, like,
you know who I want? Tessa.
How long is her Impact contract?
I don't know, but that bitch deserves to be involved in any type of thing like this.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Tessa forever.
Yeah, I like, okay, drain all the good people from Impact.
Truly? Okay. If I had to name my favorite wrestlers, New Day exists in a class of their own.
Yes.
Right?
Whole different
New
thing.
Days are like... New Day, I stan.
Yeah, you
I, like,
stan New Day.
I, actually stan,
yeah,
right? Like,
you defended the time travel right. segment.
We joke about, like, oh, I stan. I, like, legitimately stan the New Day. So, New Day, I stan. But my favorite wrestler? It's fucking Tessa, man.
Mm-hmm. She's fucking great.
I cannot wait for WoW Superheroes to come back. Or WoW Women of Wrestling. It's WoW Superheroes on Twitter. But they released a bunch of, like, little teaser videos and stuff because they're doing their taping soon.
Yay.
And it's coming back in September. And I know that's far away, but, like, fuck. It was so fun.
Oh, does that mean Willow Nightingale's not going to be part of it? Oh, that sucks.
Because her neck.
Yeah.
But who knows? They might do some kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, segments. I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, this weird... Like, they have a lot of, like, filmed backstage segments and, like, video packages and stuff.
What's her name in that? Cherry something?
Eye Candy.
Eye Candy. That's right.
There's a character named Chantilicella, like Coachella or something. It's Raylan from Bones of Contention.
Okay.
Which is like the only reason that I was like slightly sad that Karen Q signed with WWE is because Bones of Contention was so funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. It's weird to see her post stuff from NXT and be like, oh, I really miss Bones of Contention.
But I love Karen Q.
I know. I support her in everything she does.
Love yelling. Come on, Karen! It's the best. Anyways, AEW, TNT, Monday, Early Week Wars.
Early Week
Wars. I'm excited. I think the pay-per-view is expensive.
I mean, it's like the same price that Impact charges for their pay-per-views, which is too expensive.
Yeah, like, I mean, they can get away with it more than Impact, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Impact, it's like, LOL, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that shit. Fuck that.
Oh, you want me to pay to watch Rich Swann fight Michael Elgin?
Fuck that.
You would like my money for that? If you ever get my eyeballs on that product, it is for three reasons. Four reasons.
It's the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, well, it's hard because, like, I want to name all the women individually. But I was going to say Tessa, Scarlett, and Eddie Edwards.
I want to name all the women individually.
But then I do want to name the rest of them. But and also Eddie Edwards.
Yeah.
Correct. And also Eddie Edwards. I love Eddie Edwards. I don't get it. He used to be like milquetoast, and then he went fucking crazy and tried to murder somebody in the woods, and now I'm all in.
I know.
Never forget that he tried to murder someone in the woods.
You'll never let us.
Nor should I ever let you.
I mean, I don't disagree with that.
Impact has had some great moments. Scarlett deep-throated a banana in the gym. Eddie Edwards tried to kill someone in the woods. This is content.
This is content.
The gif of Scarlett deep-throating the banana and then throwing the banana peel and rolling her eyes is truly a work of art. And it's in black and white. Like, why is it in black and white? Why was this montage in black and white?
Because it's too sexual if it's in color. It's like how they black and white the blood. Like, no, you don't know what's happening here. But we can see. We can see it.
So stupid. So Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, yeah.
Up against Game of Thrones finale. Fucking
dumbest shit of all time. It's so funny to me. I'm so glad I'm not watching.
I'm kind of glad that last week's episode of Game of Thrones was so shitty because, like, I don't actually even care about spoilers anymore. Because, like, my job is to tweet wrestling.
Yeah.
So I have to be watching Money in the Bank, and I have to be on social media.
Yeah.
Like, even if I did my very, very best. Like, there's no way I'm not gonna get it spoiled.
Yeah.
So, like, at least last week's episode took all the joy out of my watching.
It's so...
Okay. Game of Thrones tangent.
Okay, let's do it.
There are prophecies. There are stories. Yes. Right? Here's the thing. When Jaime met up with Cersei and they had that moment, I started crying and Nick was like, what? And I was like, Cersei's gonna ask Jaime to kill her. That's how he's gonna do it. Cersei's gonna ask him to kill her because she doesn't want to die at anybody else's hands and she trusts him and loves him and they're gonna do this, like, weird death pact together, which totally makes sense for their whole character. Oh yeah. No, they died in rubble.
They deserved those whack ass deaths. It was I was so upset. Like, I cannot believe that they made me care about Jaime Lannister only for him to turn out to be a fucking bitch at the end. I was so pissed.
That character arc makes sense to me. The things that don't make sense to me is Brienne crying over Jaime. Like, at least Brienne crying over Jaime to his face. Like, that's not a Brienne move, right? Like, she's a badass bitch. That is bullshit to, like, take away all of the agency.
Yes.
And we may never see that character again.
Yeah, that's her ending.
That might be her fucking ending.
I don't think that that's the ending, because she's up at the north, and they're clearly going back there.
I mean, hopefully, but... I mean,
we're not gonna not see Sansa again, like...
I mean, because Sansa should be ruling Westeros, no big deal. Again, I always bring it up when we talk about the New Day, but, like, I have been a fan of Sansa since book one, season one. She's always been my favorite character, and all you bandwagon jumpers can eat a bag of dicks.
I mean, I'll eat a bag of dicks, it's fine.
Was right. Sansa forever.
I was not all about Sansa forever. I was more of an Arya person.
Oh, you mean when Arya was, like, a little bratty bitch kid?
Yeah. Yeah, I preferred that.
I turned on Arya in the past three episodes where I was like, oh, okay, I guess she's a bad... No, turned in a good way, because I used to hate her, is what I'm saying. I used to vehemently hate Arya.
I related so strongly to her as someone who existed in a family that was told, like, you're not allowed to do this shit because you're a girl. Like, I very much related to her.
Oh, I just thought she was a brat. And I also knew...
Our friend, Alex Halverson, when the first season got announced...
Sidebar, when I do that face-tuning thing, I look like Alex.
Yeah, I could see that.
I was like, who do I... Oh, Alex.
Yeah, I can see that. When the first season got announced, he and I were at Canine's, and he was like, bitch, you gotta read these books. I've read all five of them already, because the fifth one had just come out. He was
you
like,
mean all five of them, period, full stop, that's all there are.
Well, yes, but at the time it was like, there's another one coming out, but he was like, all right, I've already read these, the first season's about to start, you've got to get in on this. And he told me at the time, I can't tell you who I like because they're the only people left alive and it will be spoilers. And I was like, okay. He was like, but I will tell you that Arya is my favorite character because she becomes a badass. So I knew from the beginning that she had a really satisfying arc. I think that's part of why I also connected with her.
I just feel like he did not tell me from the beginning.
He did not tell me that she was gonna be an assassin, but for some reason I just knew. It was like the look in his eye told me, like, this bitch is gonna be an assassin. And so, like, as that character arc built, I was like, yep, okay, gonna be an assassin, this is coming. And Michael was like, you didn't read these books. I was like, yeah, but that's gonna happen, right? And it was correct.
I don't know why Sansa was the most realistic and complete character to me from the beginning. Like, I understood literally all of her motivations. And also, she was a literal child. Of course she was making, and she was a literal child that grew up being told that, like, you're a fancy lady in this fancy thing. Like, all the choices she made were the correct character choices. And I think that's part of the reason I liked her, is because I was like, consistency, this is nice. Storytelling.
I felt like the thing that was the
also,
most...
Also, her hair is so pretty.
It is very pretty. The thing that I found the most, like... I've only now come around on her, but I found it really upsetting that they, like, framed the rape as a character device.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Fucked up.
But that's not her fault. That's not the character Sansa. That is
bad writing.
Men writing about women's rape and women's sexual assault and not understanding what rape and sexual assault are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's two white dudes being douches.
Yep.
Oh, women? Yeah, we either gotta kill them or they have to get sexually assaulted or else they're not interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are plot devices for men.
Yep. Oh, man. I wasn't even, like, mad about Dany's turn.
I wasn't either.
Like, I thought
I was mad that she didn't just fly up to the,
exactly,
to the keep.
I don't understand why!
Bitch with fire.
She did that in the end. It was like, why don't you just go do that? You could have said,
you
so
would
stupid.
Still get the fear that she wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very weird decision, but she's mad. Like, that's the whole idea, is that she's gone fucking mad.
Somebody was like, oh, well, you can tell she went crazy because she didn't do her makeup. And I was like, yes, that is the trope that women, when they go crazy, they don't do their makeup. But also, Missandei did her hair and makeup and her head got chopped off.
I forgot about that. That Missandei did her hair and makeup.
Missandei fully did her hair and makeup. That was like how she met Dany.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That also makes sense that Dany does not know how to do her hair and makeup.
Yeah, right. She's like, I am basically incompetent.
What? A brush?
I found it very weird too that people were like, this was just so out of character for her. Like, have you watched this series? Like, basically from the moment you meet her, she is destined to become a Mad King.
I read a really interesting, I listened to a podcast. It's a podcast that I like depending on who's on it, but I listen to it every week. It's called Hysteria. It's on their, like, Crooked Media, whatever. But they were talking about Dany and, like, the war stuff. And the host, Aaron Ryan, was like, I thought that actually really good sense. Because it's like, yeah, she's been in all these battles before where she's made really good decisions as much as you can when you're in war. But then there always comes a time where you, if you're in war enough, you fuck up. You make a terrible decision. Like,
did it.
Like, the United States may have been good in World War II, but then also we went to Vietnam and we did Korea and we are in Iraq and we're trying to fucking fight with Iran. Like, you can't, like, it's almost an impossible human story to be, like,
totally good, right all the time. Yeah.
Good and righteous in war.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, like, yeah, like, Mad King, that was, like, gonna happen the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, also, her brain is rotted from generations of incest. It's like, people have forgotten that all these people have bush brains.
But also, the thing that pisses me off, too, is that there was, like, a full prophecy about her and, like, pregnancy and stuff, which is, like, lazy and dumb because, like, men write the show. But also, like, there were prophecies, and these prophecies held true and were coming true up until this season. And it was just, like, somebody else I was, like, reading or listening to was, like, it's clear that the writers liked the idea of this show, but liked the, like, nitty gritty and, like, wartime stuff. And they just, like, did not give a shit about the magic. No. They were like, we got the magic to get, like, the foil and the Night King and also the dragons. But, like, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Which is true. Which is bullshit.
Yeah. Do you think that it qualifies that Jaime led her down there? That's why she died.
I thought about that every single day since I watched it. And no.
Yeah, I feel like
how much more satisfying if she made him kill her.
I mean, I agree. I think it should be actually by his hand. But I feel like if you're trying to fit it into the prophecy, like, that does kind of work. I also felt like I saw someone suggest that Tyrion is the one that suggests this plan and sets it up for them, and Jaime's the one who leads her down there.
This is us making excuses.
Oh, like, it totally is.
Fan fiction filling in for shitty writing.
It absolutely is. But I think that's an interesting way to look at it.
Aren't these two the writers that also wanted to make that, like, Civil War Confederate show? The Game of Thrones guys. Isn't
that right? I think you're right, actually.
But then just that didn't get greenlit, so now they're going to go make a Star Wars movie, which also makes... I'm glad I'm not a Star Wars fan at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure all the guys that hated the last two movies will be fucking thrilled about it.
Well, I can't wait until Star Wars has a bunch of sexual assault in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
You mean again?
I don't really watch Star Wars. I feel like we've established that.
What were we talking about? Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. All right. Money in the Bank predictions. Cruiserweight title. I don't even know who's in this.
Is Tony Nese still the champion?
Oh, man. The list I have just says cruiserweight title. Who is in this money in the bank?
It has to be Tony Nese. There's no way anyone else has won it since then, right?
Remember when I was like, I watch every episode of it.
I do remember that. Time has passed.
Spoiler alert, I hate wrestling right now.
I remember when we started this podcast and so many people were like, when it becomes your job, you hate it. We
it's
were
not
like,
even that it's my job, because like even when I don't enjoy watching it, I do sometimes enjoy tweeting about it, mostly because I'm an asshole. But it's just like WWE specifically and Impact, I guess, have just been like, fuck you lately. Just like,
yeah.
There are some good things. Sami Zayn, a bright shining light in the darkness. Kevin Owens and Kofi, yep. Amazing. Becky is still doing, cutting good promos despite like all of the trash. Mm-hmm. And by trash, I do mean Lacey Evans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony Nese versus Aria Divari. So.
Okay. I guess Tony Nese retains. I have no fucking clue. Did Buddy Murphy move up? Is that what happened?
Well, he moved up, but we haven't seen him, which is bullshit because, like, give me a Murphy's Law or give me death. I believe that's in the Constitution.
I think you're right, actually.
It is an Australian Constitution. Rumor has it that they fully broke up.
Yeah, that's
no
what it
Alexa,
sounds like.
No Buddy Murphy. Just good news for us. Just kidding. I'm monogamous. I guess it's good news for you.
I mean, I guess so.
He's so hot.
He is very
and
hot.
And very talented.
Yeah.
And I hate Australian accents. We've been through this.
I still don't understand why, but that's fine.
Sorry. You live in Australia.
It's a choice that you have made.
I love the Iconics and Buddy Murphy. Mm-hmm.
You're willing to look past their
I'm
Australian.
Willing to look past it.
You love Emma or Tennille Dashwood?
I did.
Who was at one point a wrestler.
Yeah, what is she even doing?
Well, she took like a year to recover from her skin thing, and then now she just travels.
That sounds so dismissive.
I don't remember
her
what it's called.
Skin thing. I believe it's called psoriasis.
Oh, she has psoriasis, yes. I didn't mean it like, oh, ha, whatever that skin thing. Like, whatever her skin thing was, she had to recover from it for some time.
Oh, her art?
From her art?
Daniel Bryan and Rowan, the tag team champions on SmackDown.
They just got handed these belts?
Well, they did. They tried to get handed them, but then they did have to wrestle a match for them, and they won. I like them with the belts.
I mean, that's fine. Are these going to be made out of wood, too?
I mean...
They kind of have to be, right?
They won't be because WWE is cheap and lame and won't even, like, spring for steam for their double champions. So, like, I doubt it. It's...
I don't know.
Water. It's
and
hot.
And a heat source.
Hot water. Okay.
Oh, you just wait. They're going to show up with those fucking wood belts.
I know
where their
so.
Priorities are. Daniel Bryan pays for them himself. That I would not be terribly surprised.
I mean, Daniel Bryan and Rowan are winning. Even though the Usos are technically a wild card, I think. Because I think they got moved to Raw. I don't know. The wild card rule is...
I don't understand
trash
it.
And is so confusing.
I don't get it. You can show up once a month...
Wild card.
On another brand, right?
No, you can show up whatever you want, but only four wild cards can happen at a time, I think.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
So you have to, like, coordinate
I was told by somebody
people.
On Cage Side Seats to, quote, watch the product. It was like, I do. It is confusing. Also, when Lars shows up, I do tune out, so.
That whole thing is such trash. Apparently, it's real that he got fined, but literally only because advertisers were like, what the fuck?
Snickers, the wokest of candy bars.
Truly and sincerely, Snickers gives a bunch of shits about a lot of shit.
They're like, look, we're Snickers.
We have a also, brand to protect.
I wish I liked Snickers.
I know, same. As a
now,
brand,
this was like,
mad respect. As a candy,
this was like a Kit Kat thrown down.
Ooh.
I would be in its corner, like Jet style. Like, let's go.
I like how you say you would be a Jet, even though you would absolutely be a shark.
Fun 100%. Fact, fuck that musical.
That was the last musical I was in.
Oh,
I was anybody's, obviously.
If you guys don't know, I am not a huge musicals fan, and I hate Shakespearean adaptations. So So it's like truly the worst. My mom,
Tony Maria are garbage, but so are Romeo and Juliet. So well, I guess it's a good adaptation.
My mom when I was in high school, was dating this guy who was like 10 years younger than her. It was very scandalous. And his attempt, and I was like 16, his attempt to like be like, hey, like, kid, I'm dating your mom. And I was like, first of all, you're like 5 years older than me, but like, whatever. Because if I was, my mom is 20 years older than me. So if I was 16, that means she was 36, which is not that old. So this guy was like 26.
Oh.
25, maybe.
He was a child.
Right? So I was like, you're not that much older than me. I was like, I have literal friends that are older than you. Because like, I was friends with like CJ and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, I hear you're into theater. Like, I got these for you. And he got me the Oklahoma DVD starring Hugh Jackman, which, spoiler alert, is my favorite musical.
He did nail that one.
That one, he did nail. And if you come for me for liking Oklahoma, you can... I don't know.
It is so funny that you like that one. The most traditional of fucking music. Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's just so funny that you are into that.
That's what musicals should be. Musicals are fundamentally stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So they should be like that. They should be like, I'm on a farm and I'm singing and being stupid.
It's on fire. Like,
yeah, it's dumb. It's the dumb. Musicals should be fucking dumb. The moment you start singing about like your pills or your AIDS, I'm out. I'm out.
I mean, Rent is garbage.
That seems so terrible, your pills are. I'm so sorry. I just don't enjoy serious musicals.
I mean, I love You're in Town. It's a great musical.
It's about pee.
No, it's about a town in the grips of corruption because of pee.
How is that not stupid?
I mean, that's true. It is pretty stupid.
It's like, I don't understand.
Have you seen Bat Boy? That's pretty stupid, too.
Yeah, I'm fine with musicals being dumb.
You like Cabaret? I mean, I guess that's kind of stupid, too.
But also, Cabaret has a...
That thing's about pills and AIDS type topics. Let's all go to the Holocaust. It's pretty fucking dark.
Okay, that's true. But also, Cabaret has a gimmick, right? Like, yeah. They're in a cabaret, therefore the singing... Yeah. Is justified in a way, so it just feels like a play set in a cabaret where they sing. So, like,
have you seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Yes, also justified. He's giving a concert.
Right, that's what I mean.
Those are different.
Okay, all right.
I have very specific feelings about. And he gave me Oklahoma, and then he gave me the extended collector's edition of West Side Story, and I was like,
no,
miss the mark here, buddy.
Miss hardness. Yep, I've never been a fan of West Side Story. It was the last musical my high school did, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to be in this. They told me at auditions I was going to be cast as anybody's, and I was like, well, I guess I'll audition for anybody's then.
Will you open this door?
Yes. Do you want out?
In T-ways. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, we were talking about woke candy bars before my cat attacked us. Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio for the United States Championship.
Samoa Joe, right? Like,
I don't know, unless Dominic gets involved.
Who?
Rey Mysterio's giant son.
Oh, right. He is giant.
Yes. Well, this week, Samoa Joe was like, I don't know, that your dad? And people were like, oh, too far. And I was like, I don't know. We were all thinking it.
I mean, and also, like, he told AJ Styles' wife that her husband couldn't fuck, basically. Like, I think he's kind of
like,
past the line.
Broke and entered their house.
Yeah. Yeah, haven't we, like, figured out that he's on that, like, Brian
and
Pillman
then he was
waving
like,
a gun around train?
Like, yeah, and then he was like, oh, Jeff Hardy, do you do drugs?
Yeah, Samoa Joe doesn't give a shit anymore, and he doesn't have to.
And it's, like, a good character for him to be like, I say all the things that we're all thinking.
Yeah, I like it.
Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship.
I mean, Kofi. It makes me mania.
I love Kevin Owens, and he's doing an excellent job because literally everything Kevin Owens touches is gold. And they are actually really good foils for each other, but like Kofi mania cannot end
right away. Yeah. That's bullshit. He even done one title defense yet?
Yeah, and he did it on SmackDown against Daniel Bryan, I think.
Okay, but like outside of the person that he won it from.
I don't know. I do watch the product every week. It blends together. I don't care.
Yeah, it blends
also,
seamlessly together.
I actually have to be on my phone during the show, so sometimes I do miss things. Sorry.
Fair. That's fair. You gotta get like a computer setup rig so that like hangs in front of you. You can like see eye level. Michael used to set his shit up when he watched MMA and had his Untethered podcast, that it would be like set up at a level that he could type and watch and like do it sort of at the same time.
I can't type and process audio at the same time.
Yeah. I think that he can do that. All right. I can kind of do it.
The Miz versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage match. Okay. I hate Shane McMahon. I am looking forward to this steel cage match.
Do you want to watch him jump off the top of it?
I want to watch Miz have an aggressive side.
I like it when Miz has the aggressive side.
I love everything Miz does.
I was really surprised how much I enjoyed, in the end, their match at WrestleMania. Yeah. Like, it could have been about half as long as it was.
Well, everything at WrestleMania could have been half as long as it was, except for the women's matches, which should have been twice as long as they were.
Yeah, absolutely. And also,
I don't know. The main event was probably okay.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey.
True. Oh, yeah. She used to be part of this company. Anyway.
I think she was at the upfronts and people were like, oh, and they were like, no. She's just here. She's a mouthpiece. She's a talking head. Ignore her.
Yeah. She's still technically under contract, I bet.
But she's got to get pregnant.
Whatever. We all knew this was going to happen. This is surprising to fucking nobody.
I'm going to say something totally fucked up. And I know that it's really fucked up. And I'm so sorry. It's not that I don't want her to be able to get pregnant. I want Ronda Rousey's, like, fallopian tubes to work perfectly. I would never wish that on another woman. I do want his sperm to not be good enough.
Yes.
And they have the money and the resources to do IVF. Mm-hmm. And I, like, you know, whatever. If they want to be pregnant, great. I would, again, never wish any, like, curses and hexes on people's, like, you know, reproductive rights. But also, I do want his sperm to be weak little, yeah, like,
I want
swimmers.
Him to have a really low sperm count.
I want him to have weak-ass sperm.
A lot of MMA drugs, so that does seem like a possibility. Also, they're not young. They're not young people.
To have weak-ass sperm.
I want, like, a 1 in 100,000 count. Like,
I want slow swimmers.
It's like molasses moving up in that bitch. That's what we're looking for, okay?
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. Do you think Becky retains both belts? Let's just do them at the same time. So it's Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, and then she's also going to fight Lacey Evans.
I think it depends on what order these go in.
Yeah.
I think if she fights Charlotte first, she retains both of them. If she fights Lacey first, then she loses to Charlotte.
You don't think Lacey has a shot at all?
No, not at all.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't trust this company.
I don't trust this company either, but I don't trust them to strip her of both belts. And also, Seth is on Raw, and they're officially dating now.
Oh, yeah, officially a couple. How do you feel about all that?
I'm happy for them. I think that they're a good match for each other.
It's funny that they're both called the man.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the deal, is that they, like...
The men.
He, like... called her out on Twitter about it, apparently, and they had, like, already been dating had been flirting at the time, and that
fucking,
was, like...
they were fucking.
I mean, they had probably fucked at that point, yes. But he... I know this because they talked about it in that recent video that they did with Sheamus for his workout series, where he was, like...
Aaron gets all the scoops from the Sheamus workout series.
You literally just have to pay attention when they speak, and they tell you way more than they think that they are. That is true of nearly everyone in the entire world, just as like a heads up to everybody.
That's true.
It really is. You'd be so, you're, it's shocking how much you tell people without even thinking about it. Anyway, they like made a joke about being the man, and he was like, oh yeah, well, I was the man first. And she was like, oh, well, I have it on good authority that that was given to me. And he was like, yeah, I have all the text messages to prove it. I was like, oh shit, okay. So I think this
sexy.
I like it. I think they're a good match for each other. I think that L. Collins brought this up on their Twitter, that Becky clearly went to great lengths and was the architect of keeping it quiet. And basically, the moment that Becky said that they could talk about it, Seth was like, here's a photo of us making out. Oh my God, I love her. And so it does make me wonder, as Elle suggested, like, what exactly has to change in order for Becky to be like, I have nothing to lose anymore by being known as Seth's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Although I also think that Becky doesn't really lose anything right now because of being associated with that. Like, she's already Becky Two Belts. Like, it's not like she got this because she's Seth's girlfriend, even right. though some people may say that, like, retroactively, we should have known. But also, like,
so Seth's not fucking John Cena. Well, right? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he is one of the, like,
I agree, but I still don't feel like,
yeah, I agree with you, but I think that there are people who would definitely say that kind of shit.
And can I say something wild?
Let me say one more thing. Seth only has to gain from being known as Becky's boyfriend. And the fact that he agreed to not say anything, I think, speaks really well of him also. And in the end, I like that. What were you going to say?
I miss John Cena.
I kind of miss John Cena, too. Although he's off having a train wreck of his own out. Have you seen the woman he's dating?
Only in, like, TMZ style photos.
She looks identical to Nikki. It is super fucking weird.
Yeah, well, he made a lot of mistakes, and now he was like, I can control everything. I'm John Cena. She'll do whatever I want. And then she was like, no, actually, I'm an independent, autonomous human being. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I'm going to go fuck this hot-ass dancer
yeah.
who also doesn't make me sign contracts and who will also be in all of my Snapchats. Yes. It is my perfect life.
I love, too, that she's like, he's not my boyfriend. She refuses to say that they're boyfriend or girlfriend. Like,
what does she call him? Her?
They're just having fun. They're just good friends.
Good friends who fuck.
Like, a lot. All the time, clearly. Yeah, apparently on the Bella podcast, she was like, well, if he had sex with someone else, I think it'd be fine. I would just move on. It's like, okay, so neither of you are sleeping with anyone else, and you don't want either of you to sleep with anybody else. And if he slept with someone else, you would be upset, but you would just move on. Like, that's a lie.
I cannot bring myself to listen to the Bellas.
I can't
podcast.
Either. I only know because the Heels and Heels cover it every week.
Ugh, the Bellas.
Oh, the Bellas.
Brie Bella, Hufflepuff.
Nikki Bella, also
I don't think that's gone up either. No, it has. It has. Because I found that picture of Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah. Go to our Patreon to understand what we're talking about. Now you're or patreon.com/nowyourdemopod. More money in the bank, I think.
Yeah.
So you think if Charlotte goes first, then Charlotte and Lacey lose. But if Lacey goes first, then Charlotte wins.
Correct, yes.
Okay. As long as Lacey loses, I'm actually fine with the timelines.
Me too. I'm like,
I like Charlotte a lot more than people like on the internet like her. She actually deserves stuff. I do want her. She does get painted as the like person who's handed everything and like blah blah blah. But also that girl busts her ass. And yes, also like, isn't her dad like in the hospital right now?
Yeah, again. I mean, Ric Flair's not dead till he's dead, but yes.
Ric Flair ain't dead till he's dead.
I ain't dead yet, motherfucker. He's gonna come back with another
but
run
also,
of that shirt.
If he does die before we post this, R.I.P. Ric Flair. We'll talk about it next week. There are possibilities.
Okay. You just got so serious. I was not prepared for that.
Roman Reigns versus Elias. Just a regular old match.
Great. Cool. Is there literally any universe in which Elias wins? No.
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
Money in the Bank Women's Championship Match Contract. Natalya, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, Carmella, Nikki Cross. Okay, instead of saying who you think is going to win, I want you to look at this list and I want you to list them in order of who you want to win.
Okay. Do you want me to go from least to most?
Do whatever you want. Okay. Just say what you're doing.
Okay. Least to most that I want to win. Natalya, Carmella, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Bayley, Naomi, Ember Moon, Nikki Cross.
Okay, least to most, I want Mandy Rose, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Natalya, Carmella, Naomi, Ember Moon, Nikki Cross, Bayley.
Yeah, I'd be happy with any of those four. Bayley, Ember Moon, Naomi, or Nikki Cross, really. Yeah. Carmella doesn't need it.
Even though she was a fucking excellent Money in the Bank holder.
Excellent.
And she does not get enough fucking credit.
She technically has held it twice. So she does not need it a third time.
No, she doesn't need it. But I feel like she doesn't get enough credit for it.
Yes, absolutely.
She was the right choice to have. Like,
absolutely.
Controversy and tears aside, she was the right choice.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
She okay, let's do that for job. The men's Money in the Bank. Least to most.
Okay.
Randy.
Yeah, you do yours first and then I'll do mine.
Well, mine goes Randy, Baron, Finn, Andrade, Ricochet, Drew, Sammy, Ali. So Ali number one.
Yeah. All right. Least to most.
Randy.
Baron. Drew. Finn. Ricochet. Sami Zayn. Andrade. Ali.
God, it fucking should be Ali.
It really should be Ali.
So that man took a rough chair or a ladder shot. So that man is crazy.
I mean, he is fucking crazy. That's absolutely true. Yeah, I just feel like I really, really want Sami Zayn to have it because I feel like he would be really great with it and could elevate him in a way that he really fucking needs. Drew doesn't need it. Baron already did it and it was bullshit. Finn doesn't need it. Fuck Randy. Andrade could be good, but only because Zelina would be fucking great with a goddamn Money in the Bank briefcase that she doesn't have to win in a ladder match.
My top two are for sure Ali and Sammy, though.
Yeah.
And my top two for the... Well, it's more of a top three because Bailey, Ember, and Nikki are sure.
Yeah.
And it's just because they haven't given up hope as for Bailey, especially because Bailey's got, the edge now and,
And, Sasha's gone for all intents and purposes.
Did some posts something about oh, they'll get you with their tears, and then you're like, fuck off. That's not what it was, but essentially the message of it. And I was like, yeah, you tell them. Sue them also, please.
Please sue them. Please, Sasha and Luke, please.
Sue them.
Begging you. Sue them.
Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles for the Universal Championship.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, AJ really does not need another belt.
No, not at all. He held that belt for so fucking long on SmackDown. And we don't need to see you fight all of these people. We've already seen you fight all of these people. It's okay to not have the belt for a bit and to let someone else have it. And does Seth need to keep it forever? No. He's also had super long fucking reigns, but I'm fine with him keeping it for a minute.
Okay, here's a weird question. It's not actually a question about anything, but this is something that I was thinking about this week, and then I talked with the Cage Side people about it, and we had a debate or whatever. What does the word jobbing mean to you?
Jobbing? I think that there's two different ways that you could say it. If you're a jobber, that's someone who comes in as enhancement talent and loses all the time. The point is to lose and is to put someone else over. If you're jobbing as a verb, though, it could also be that you're the one doing the job. So you're the one taking the pin.
So it is you always think of it as the loser is the jobber.
Yes.
Okay. I understand fundamentally that that's the definition, to lose is to job. But I don't know. Jobbing has such negative connotations. So when they're oh, Braun just jobbed to Sammy. I'm like, no, he didn't. It took three people to take him down. He didn't job to Sammy.
Yeah.
He didn't look weak to Sammy. He didn't come in as enhancement talent. He wasn't made a fool of. He lost.
Right. Yeah.
I know technically jobbing and losing are the same, but I just feel like they're fundamentally different in the lexicon in which we use them nowadays. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think they're totally different things. If you're doing the job, that's one thing, but if you're jobbing, that's enhancement talent, which again isn't bad, but is different than taking a pin. Doing the job and jobbing are different. I would agree with that.
It's just something I was thinking of. So we do have a listener question from Joe Crack, but it is kind of irrelevant because of what has happened, but I'll read it anyways. Hey there, demigods. If WWE hasn't already done shenanigans for the first women's Money in the Bank, how would you feel if they did them for the upcoming match in which Nikki Cross just run out and take the briefcase for herself? Well,
I'm in.
I'm in, but she is also in the match.
Now she's in this match, yeah. That would have been cool if she just showed up in the match and was like, this is mine now.
Yeah.
I would kind of love it if that's what she does anyway, where everyone's just freaking out and she's hitting people, and then all of a sudden it's just scoop, 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 this is mine, and just scoop, runs out.
Also, Joe suggested that we did a fan cast for Legion of Doom, to which I had to be I don't know shit about Legion of Doom.
I don't really either know shit about Legion of Doom.
Sorry.
It's not our nerd. Literally, when you said Legion of Doom, all I could think of was the wrestling team.
You mean LOD 2000?
That's literally what I thought you were talking about. 2000! It was Legion of Doom in what?
Sunny!
Again, WrestleMania 14. Fucks.
Other wrestling thoughts. before I kick you out of my house.
I don't give a shit about this wrestling.
I don't know. I love Money in the Bank. I like genuinely love Money in the Bank. So if anything's going to get me excited, it is this pay-per-view.
I mean, it's like Royal Rumble where like I love the gimmick. I think it's really interesting. If it's done correctly, it can be fucking great. But like, sometimes what it's is bullshit.
Correctly?
With any kind of future thought.
Oh, so not WWE.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, did you see Vince McMahon's like Vanity Fair like interview where he was like, yeah, everyone's happy. We accommodate a lot. We're good. Don't worry. Vanity Fair was like, cool, cool, cool. Whatever.
Wow. Good job, Vanity Fair.
To be fair, in full disclosure, I did not read it, but like that's what I gleaned from it. But I could be wrong.
Do the John Oliver, call them out for their bullshit.
But am I ever wrong, Aaron?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, where would you like to start? You dated a man who looked like a baby who said a hilarious thing when he came. I mean, that's wrong.
Did we ever do that as an After Dark? We must have.
I don't know if we have.
We don't even have to do it as a baby.
Throw my glass against the wall. Oh my god.
We don't have to do this in After Dark. Okay, here. This is how we're going to end this.
Baby art.
Well, because the ideas that I. Okay, so I dated this guy when I was, what, 19?
Really young, yeah.
He was like a hardcore rebound. He was very tall, but he had like baby eyes, like little like blue eyes and like very like curly soft eyelashes.
He
didn't have like
gusher face, but he
had. No. He had baby eyes. He had like a giant man body.
But his face was baby featured. All of it was small, but not like gusher small, but like baby's head.
For those of you not in the know, a gusher face is somebody who has a very big head and a tiny face.
It's like those gusher commercials. As if
they ate a gusher and they became an orange with a tiny face.
Yes, exactly.
I believe we coined that term. Yeah. I believe it's us.
I think you're right.
And by us, I do mean Emily.
Pizzazz!
Anyways, so he looked like a baby, but also was giant. It was confusing.
He was like 6'3". He was very tall.
And he was like really into me, and I was going through a rebound, so I was like, yeah, sure, like, worship me, I guess.
Yeah. He worshipped you to the point where he was super nice to all of your friends, which meant that I benefited from it.
But he used to do this thing, and it's not even an exaggeration. It was so insane. I can't believe I let this person inside of my body, which is also why, like, abortion should be legal. Because young women make... It's not even that young women get assaulted. Sometimes young women make mistakes, and they're allowed to make mistakes.
Some of us date human trash cans, and, like, that's a bad idea.
He is not a trash can.
No, I just mean some of us, me, date human trash cans.
We would be having sex, and then he would announce his climax by yelling, I'm a bust nut. Every time. So I had this giant man with baby features yelling in my face. I'm a bustin' nut.
Oh. You have to do it the justice of doing it how he does it. No. How he did it. Oh, you have
to do it. You're an actor.
Okay, all right.
A dramatic all right.
reading. I'm a bustin' nut.
Oh my god. Is some of this person set like for like a couple months? Like a summer. It was like a summer rebound.
Yeah, it was like a summer flame of I'm a bustin' nut.
Every time.
It's so funny because I tell this story to people and they're like, oh man, what a thing to say. I'm like, no, you don't. Every single every time. Like, just watching people's face change from like, oh no.
Every time. He's the only man that I've ever dated that was younger than me, and I feel like that's why.
You're so terrified.
I always feel like, are they all like this, these children?
You were also a child.
Yeah, but he was more of a child.
Yeah, clearly. It's so funny.
A wrestling podcast.
Oh my god.
What do you think Randy Orton says when he comes? All lives matter. Oh, speaking of crazy white dudes. Bray Wyatt revealed himself.
Oh, yeah. That mask is scary.
Yowie, wowie.
It's fucking
There's
frightening.
Still a lot of darkness up here, Fireflies. Okay. There have been 4 episodes of Firefly Funhouse. 1 and 2, good. 3, really jumped the shark for me with all of that bohemian lifestyle talk. 4, good, because of the turn. Yeah. I am interested to see how it translates to the ring. I'm interested to see if he shows up on Money in the Bank. And also I'm interested to see if he wrestles in the mask.
I hope so.
I really hope so.
I think that he should. I feel like it's really...
He really should.
It's also that... I can't remember the guy's name,
because then he
but...
can go back to being like, I'm a kid's talk show host. And then put the mask on and...
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Dark guy.
Yeah, it makes sense to have that, like, back and forth. It's sort of like Kane, corporate Kane and mask Kane, where people like come back out.
Yeah,
with it.
They do need to, like, really... Like, Kane never wrestles really, like, without the mask, unless he's in, like, this faux character. They should...
Right.
But he's always backstage without the mask.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They should absolutely adopt that with Bray.
Yeah, totally. I think it works for him in a way.
Yeah, wowie.
There's something about the blonde dye in his dreads that is...
And the side shape, it really works.
It's so creepy. There's
really
just
works.
Something about it that's fucking creepy, and, like, it is really working for me. Like, it has to be Matt Hardy. He has to be the one producing these.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who the fuck else on this staff could be doing it in creative. Also, I don't know what the guy's name is who made the mask, but he's, like, a real deal horror guy too. He like makes professional like Jason and Mike Myers style masks.
It's very scary.
It's
somebody
really
was like
good.
DC Comics is gonna sue. It's just like the Joker, and I was like, it's not
not at
like
all.
The Joker. Have you read a Batman comic? Cool, cool, cool.
No.
I mean, the closest pull you could get, I think, is maybe like when Joker sliced his own face off.
But
like not even, because he still was like. Yeah, it's not even.
No,
close.
No, no, that's ridiculous.
Also, do you guys remember when the Joker took his own face off? That was wild. I think it was Death in the Family. That was great.
Are you still?
There's a
Batman?
Couple runs of Batman that were really good in the past couple years. The Court of Owls was great. Death in the Family is great. Guys, I am so behind in comic books. It makes me want to die.
Are you? When was the last time you went and got your pull list?
Oh, no, I continuously pick them up and then I sort them and I stare at them. Because I don't have time to read them. This summer is just going to be me watching Sailor Moon and reading comic books. Sidebar, Sailor Moon Super S. Or is it Supers? Supers or Super S? It's written like Super S. I don't know. Anyways, what is with this Pegasus?
I don't know what that means.
There is a literal child who is in love with a horse.
Oh.
I mean, a horse with wings, a Pegasus.
I mean, that's
also
what,
like,
it works in Greek mythology.
The, like, dark circus clan or whatever they're called. I'm like not into them. Sailor Moon Super was so good. It was like mind-numbingly good. Like, oh fuck, it was so good. Like the Death Busters and Neptune and Uranus and like fuck God, it was so good. Because like the first season of Sailor Moon slaps. The second season of Sailor Moon has some really good episodes, but ultimately is maybe not the best. There's some really good characters, but like narration, the narrative is not good. Great characters, whatever. Sailor Moon Super. Fucking, oh God, so good. Good story, good characters, good narrative. And then here we are at Sailor Moon Supers, and it's like, there's a Pegasus. And the 9-year-old's in love with it. She is taller in the series. Maybe she's 12.
I would assume she's a little older, yes. She aged up a bit.
I'm told it only gets wilder from here. So is 1 and 3 the only actually good seasons? Even though the best season is in R when Ray does the talent show. That is a great episode. Oh, you thought I stopped watching Sailor Moon? I did not.
I know you're not done
I'm
yet.
I'm just watching it slower because I have to read now.
I know. I understand. It's all right.
So I only watch it at, like, the gym. All right. We gotta end. I've been up since 2:30.
Hope you enjoyed this 40% wrestling podcast.
I feel like 40% is generous.
Generous! Where can people find you on the internet?
At Stella_Cheeks. Duh.
You can find me on Instagram at NYDUrgency. You can find me on Twitter at Urgency. I'm basically just allowing anyone who requests me to follow me at this point.
You can find me on Instagram at StillCheeks.
No underscore. Fuck that bitch on Twitter.
Make sure you use the hashtag NowYourDemoPod to interact with us online.
Ooh-hoo.
We got some people who are saying curses and hexes. instead of Thoughts and Prayers, which I thought was good.
I like that. I like
Curses and Hexes.
I like Curses and Hexes a lot. You can buy our merch from whatamaneuver.net.
Buy me some.
We have two great t-shirts up there.
I want the yellow one. I want to turn it into a crab tap.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Been talking about it for literal years.
Yeah, I love that we don't own any of our own merch.
I mean, I own some koozies.
Yeah, I've got koozies and stickers, but don't actually own any of our shirts. Should really get one. Should really get the... Oh, also, just so everyone knows, Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/notyourdemopod. Y'all absolutely paid for this bottle of wine tonight. Thank you very much.
Speaking of Patreon, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/notyourdemopod, where you can find every mania ever, including the WrestleMania 14 that fucks. Which will go up this weekend. And bonus shit and whatever.
You can also go and listen to WrestleMania 13 right now, which is something.
I throw up in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens. We don't really talk about it, and it's probably a boring episode, but somewhere in between, I do throw up in
it.
You
can hear it so clearly. Not in, like, if you have weird, gross trigger stuff. Like, not like that. It sounds like a volcano explodes, and then Stella goes, wow.
I'm at a metal concert. Whoa.
Yeah. That's exactly what
it sounds like. I'm at a GWAR concert.
not an exaggeration.
Also, GWAR slaps.
GWAR fucks.
GWAR intergalactically fucks.
Fuck yeah, they do.
I can't believe I only saw GWAR for the first time like 2 years ago. Maybe
never
not
seen
even
live.
Oh my god, GWAR fucks.
I know.
Other things? I don't know. Rate, review, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. Email us.
We've been had that forever.
Sucker dicks.
Demopod.gmail.com. Yeah, absolutely. Sucker dicks, I guess.
Bring out!
Bring out.
I've been up since 2:30.